This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. Taking you through the reaction of round one of the NFL draft. And to talk more about that, we say hello to Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, and also with Main Street Media. Terry, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? I'm a little tired. Got done around midnight last night, but other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, it was an interesting night. Let's start with number four. Did you get the sense in being in the building and talking to folks that maybe they did want Jeremiah Love at four, and when he was gone, they went to plan B? And did anyone think Carnell Tate was truly plan B, or was that the smokescreen and he was the guy all along?
That's a good question. They certainly kept their affections for Carnell Tate under wraps. You know, none of the, you know, indications that I got, you know, were telling me or anybody else that was there in the draft room or the media room last night that Carnell Tate was going to be their guy at number four. There were about eight or nine of us in there that, and we all kind of made predictions on who we thought our pick, who that we thought the Titans pick was going to be. And Carnell Tate was not on anybody's radar. So I think it's possible that with Love off the board that they pivoted to their next best offensive candidate, and that was Tate. And I think, you know, it's a pretty safe pick. It may not be, you know, the one that a lot of people thought they should have done with Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles still on the board. But, you know, Ohio State receivers over the last three or four years have kind of been money in the bank type picks. You know, you look at guys like Jackson Smith and Jigba and Emeka Egbuka and Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave, and they've all produced pretty well in the situations that they've been in once they've gotten to the NFL. I think the Titans would be very happy if Carnell Tate carries on with that here in Tennessee.
Yeah, I would agree. And look, we all know this team needs help when it comes to the receiver position. And, you know, he now needs to be the full number one. And we'll see. With the other surprise was moving back into the first round, taking Keldrick Falk. This pick is getting a lot of praise from national pundits that he might be pretty good alongside Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's a guy that, you know, when they moved back into round one, I thought maybe they were going for the other edge rusher that was available at the time that a lot of people had talked about, Zion Young of Missouri. But they go with Falk, who only had two sacks last year. But I heard Joe in your opening, and he talked about, you know, how he got double teamed quite a bit there with Auburn having a down season last year. So that makes some sense. Still, though, I mean, you know, you're going to need this guy to come in and be productive and be, you know, another piece on this front seven that Robert Saleh and Brian and Mike Borgonzi are putting together, and hope that this is a unit that can carry this team, you know, this season, because you're going to need that defense to be a lot better while the offense kind of rounds its shape.
Good point there. Terry McCormick from Main Street Media, TitanSetter.com with us. Terry, I'm curious, who did you have going at four before they took Tate last night?
Well, I had him going with Jeremiah Love, but obviously that was blown up by what the Arizona Cardinals did. And I think, you know, just looking at how much they added in free agency on the defensive side of the ball, I think maybe they felt like that at number four, they needed an offensive playmaker to help Cam Ward, because I think, Joe, we could all agree that the last couple of years, this team has been not only bad, but they've been dull. They've not been able to put up a lot of points. There's been a lot of games where, you know, they've scored 13 or 17 points, and it's hard to win that way in today's NFL when you're not putting the ball in the end zone.
Oh, I 100% agree. How do you think Brian Daboll reacted to having Tate now part of his arsenal with the Titans?
Well, you could tell when they showed the Titans war room after they made the Tate pick. He had one of the widest smiles of anybody in there. So I think he was really on board with this. And I think that, you know, he's probably already thinking of ways he could use Carnell Tate and try to get he and Cam Ward to develop a nice little rapport.
So how do you see this going? You see it if they go out with three wide, Ridley, Tate, and Wandale Robinson, is that the three guys who need to start first game in September?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you've given a lot of money to Robinson. You hope that Ridley comes back and is healthy after reworking his contract. And then, you know, the wide receiver room, now that you've added Tate up there toward the top, hoping he can be at number one, you know, it makes the depth a lot better. You know, you're talking about guys like Jim DK and Alec Eilman are now on the second tier, as opposed to having to get a lot of reps and being starters when they probably weren't ready for that last year. And then you're talking about, you know, guys like Bryce Oliver or Mason Kinsey that have had to, you know, come up and help in years past and be, you know, extra guys. Be special teamers only if they make the roster, provided these guys stay healthy and produce.
Oh, I agree. Let's talk about Falk for a second. I'm reading some things today, like some feel like he was a steal of the draft. And look, in that Robert Saleh defense with the heavy rotation, he doesn't have to come in and play 48 snaps the first. I mean, he could really kind of be part of a good rotation that gets after the quarterback. He's a great run stuffer. What a great job moving up to get this guy, because I think they got a gem in Falk.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they employ him. You know, he's not really going to be the speed rush end, I wouldn't think, but he's going to be a guy who can play some inside, play some outside, and, you know, kind of go get the quarterback. But not only that, he's able to set the edge in the run game. He's able to do a lot of things. It's going to be interesting to see how they use all these pieces, because you still got, you know, John Franklin Myers, you got Jermaine Johnson, and you got to figure out what you're going to do with Femi Oladejo. So there's a lot of moving parts on that defense. I'm interested to see how Robert Saleh and how the defensive line coach and the linebackers coach, how they put this all together and what it's going to look like on game day.
Terry McCormick is with us, Titan Insider and Main Street Media. I just said to Joe, I feel like that this team needs to try and get another pick tonight. Doesn't necessarily have to be the second round, but having one pick at 69 to me is not enough. What about you?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that they moved off of not only the third rounder, the second rounder, which obviously has now become another first rounder, but the fact that they gave up the very first pick on day three of the draft, which was number 101. That went to Buffalo in that trade, and the Titans dropped all the way back to 165. Now they have three fifth rounders. I think ideally, I don't know if they can get up and get back in the second or third round, but I'd like to see a couple of those fifth rounders packaged, if not for something in the bottom of the third round, at least something at the top of the fourth round.
Hey, what was your reaction with you and everybody when Ty Simpson went to the Rams so early?
I think a lot of people were shocked by it. Everybody in the draft room seemed to be shocked by it. But I'll say this. I mean, you know, the Rams know that Matthew Stafford's probably on borrowed time. He's got one, maybe 2 years left before he's going to hang it up. And if he can get them to one more Super Bowl and, you know, walk out, he may ride off into the sunset like John Elway did after winning a second Super Bowl. So it's one of those deals where sooner rather than later, you know, they're able to get a young quarterback in Ty Simpson, who, when he was good, was really good before he hurt his back and had all those issues toward the end of the season. So I don't necessarily disagree with the move. I was surprised he went number 13 overall, because that's pretty high up.
Yeah, no doubt. I was just watching this morning the phone call where Simpson calls McVay and they're talking, and McVay was so – not cold, but like, yeah, I don't want to be on this phone call with you. It's just, I'm glad it happened, because it took a little bit of the heat off of the Titans and Carnell Tate, just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, but I'll say this. If anybody can turn Ty Simpson into a bona fide NFL quarterback, I'd put my money on Sean McVay.
Yeah, all day.
I would agree with you. Terry, I know it'll be another long night. Maybe not as long, but we'll see what happens in rounds number 2 and 3. But appreciate the time as always.
No problem. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Terry McCormick, Titan Insider and Main Street Media, will continue to take your reaction throughout the show here on this Friday. The draft underway. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.